Editor's note: this article originally appeared on the Trillium, a village media website devoted to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. The father of a boy with autism has been charged with threatening to kill Premier Doug Ford and counseling others to commit murder. Ryan Nelson is charged with uttering a death threat, which is described in court documents as, using Blue Sky Media, to knowingly convey a threat to Premier Ford to cause death to Doug Ford. He's also charged with 2 counts of counseling, an indictable offense that was not committed, which is described as using social media to counsel others to commit murder. Nelson reached out to the Trillium to speak publicly about his experience with autism services in Ontario and his political activism on that file. He spoke about some of the circumstances of the charges and offered general denials, but would not go into detail on the issues that will be before the court. The charges come after previous, unrelated threats against Ford and some of his ministers, and at a time of increasing politically motivated violence. Shortly before this story was published, American political activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at a public event in Utah, prompting an outpouring of horror and condemnation from Canadian leaders. "I am appalled by the murder of Charlie Kirk," said Prime Minister Mark Carney on Wednesday. "There is no justification for political violence, and every act of it threatens democracy." While that event had not yet occurred, the alleged offenses followed the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson amid a heated debate over online commentary that cheered on the murder. According to Nelson, one of the alleged threats relates to an online store that sells a t-shirt with a cartoon that appears to be inspired by Luigi Mangione, the CEO's accused killer. It shows a hooded figure with a backpack shooting someone who resembles Ford. It says, "Deny, defend, DOFO." A Blue Sky account with the same name as the online store has made dozens of posts about Ford, some of which formed part of the police investigation but are not the foundation of the charges, according to Nelson. One post from that account responds to a user who posted a fake photo of Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre wearing gauze on his ear, alongside an image of U.S. President Donald Trump wearing the same after he was shot. It asks, "Got one for Ford?" Another refers to the premier and his family's history of cancer, followed by fingers crossed and prayer emojis. Whether or not Nelson had any role in the store or the Blue Sky account has not been proven in court, and is at issue in the criminal case. Nelson said he wanted to come forward with his story because he believes the Ford government is targeting people he thinks are critics of the biggest blunder of his government, which is autism, and he wanted to warn other parents. "I know the hurt they're going through," he said. "It's like raising your kid in a war zone here, like I have battle scars from no support. I just want our kids supported. I want children to stop dying in schools. I want the government to be accountable for it, you know?" A spokesperson for the Premier's office declined to comment on the case, as it is before the courts, except to say Ford and his staff had nothing to do with charges being laid. Waitlisted for autism therapy. Nelson's son was diagnosed with autism at age 4 after entering junior kindergarten. While he described his son's educators at the time as superheroes, Nelson said it wasn't until grade 1 that his son received some additional staffing support. "Because he didn't have the same support levels he had the previous year, I guess he was getting upset and maybe throwing some desks or chairs, and having meltdowns, which our neurodivergent kids are really prone to," said Nelson, adding that the school then brought in some part-time support. This September, he was transferred to a structured learning class at a different school. It's a class with 6 children, 1 teacher and 2 educational assistants that the Durham District School Board says on its website provides intensive support for students diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, who are working on Ontario or alternative curriculum expectations. "I've been a big advocate for one-on-one support, and why do some kids get one-on-one support, while others don't?" said Nelson. "Even in grade 1, I was shocked that they weren't going to give more support." Now 7, Nelson's son doesn't speak, save for some words or repeating phrases, and uses an augmentative and alternative communication, AAC, device. Fine motor skills like buttoning up his shirt are really challenging. Aggression or crying for an hour or more is not unusual, said Nelson, adding that his son is also a super picky eater, and has gone through periods of just wanting to eat fried chicken and rice for each meal. When he's kind of angry at me or doesn't want something, I just get, like, relentlessly scratched, he said. But Nelson also described his son as a sweet boy and our little computer genius, since he's savvy when it comes to technology and someone who loves swimming, music, and singing. He said funding for core services therapy through the Ontario Autism Program, which his son is currently on the wait list for, would be a world of opportunity for us and potential. I think that's just being cut short. It would open up a whole avenue of different therapy we could do, said Nelson, adding that this includes occupational therapy, which could help his son become more coordinated, and speech therapy. These kids need an awful amount of speech therapy to get to the point where they're talking, and some might still not get there, right, but if we don't try, we'll never know, he said, noting that he can't afford to pay for therapy out of pocket. I'm just doing the best I can on my own type thing within our family, so, yeah, it would be really helpful, he said. A protest, Santa Claus parades, and a call with the premier. Nelson said he became vocal on his son's behalf after finding that it was successful at his school and being told that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So, like, the more vocal you are, the more you advocate for it, they're gonna do stuff, right? Said Nelson. I just found I had to start using language like, this seems like human rights violations, my kid's not getting an equal education based on a disability. He described becoming more politically involved, including challenging the school board. He started learning about the Ontario Autism Program as his son lingered on the waitlist for core services. He reached out to the office of his MPP, Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy, but he said the staff closed his file without any result. In October 2023, Nelson took his family to an Ontario Autism Coalition protest at Queen's Park and said it was a new experience for his wife and her family, who are from Thailand, where you can't speak bad about the government or the king at all, said Nelson. I just wanted them to experience free speech and protests and that kind of stuff, he said. A month later, he saw Bethlenfalvy go by in the Santa Claus parade in Pickering. Nelson grabbed an autism protest sign from his home and started walking next to Bethlenfalvy, questioning him about the autism waitlist, he said. That resulted in a promise of a meeting with Bethlenfalvy, he said. At that meeting, he brought a Christmas card featuring his kids, on which he wrote the date his son joined the OAP waitlist, so the minister could pull it out of storage one day and wonder if his son had ever gotten help. Nelson described talking a mile a minute about everything, but at the end, Bethlenfalvy said he could make no promises. Nelson also found Ford's number and called him, and shared his concerns about autism support. Ford used the same talking points about the government's record investments in the world-class autism program that Bethlenfalvy had used, he said. And I was just like, this is like a broken record, he said. That led to a similar conversation with Social Services Minister Michael Parsa, but no additional help for his son. Nelson said he also shared Ford's number with the Ontario Autism Coalition, with which he has since fallen out. Police visit and arrest. Nelson said police first came to his house on Family Day in 2024. He said he was told it was concerning threats to the premier, but also that it was a wellness check on him related to an online posting about self-immolating to draw attention to vulnerable people, and insisted on coming into his house and checking on his family. He was arrested on April 24, 2025, while getting his kids ready for school. They're in a state of undress, brushing their teeth, and in the other room, and I get a knock on the door, and it's like a 20-officer-long parade, and they say they have a search warrant for murder, he said. It took nearly a week to get bail, he said. Today, he's under strict bail conditions that have prevented him from walking his children to school and enjoying a summer with them outside. I'm on an ankle monitor, he said, adding that he lost his job and his apartment. It's harder on the kids. Nelson's case is scheduled for a pre-trial conference next week.